Hello, good evening. Yeah, good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Georgia's Opinion Surveys, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? What is the year of your birth? Just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages. Can you please share your opinion?
Who are you?
I'm Jay. My name is Jay from Georgia's Opinion Service. We're just conducting a study, and we would like to include your response. Can you be so kind, share your opinion real quick? What is the year of your birth? Just to make
sure. I'm not giving out my information.
It's just for a statistical purpose only, ma'am. But we can move forward. I mean, just to make sure we're talking with everybody in your community, can you tell me what is your race? Are you white Caucasian, black African-American, Hispanic, Pacific Islander? Just for a statistical purpose only, ma'am. Can you share your opinion?
What is it for?
This is just for the next upcoming elections and issues that are affecting your community. You know, like how the decisions that the government is taking is affecting your life. That's all we do, man, if it has a direct impact on your life or not, things of that nature. But is your race white, black African-American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Haitian, Pacific Islander? Can you share your opinion, man? All your answers
are
really confidential, believe me. They will be combined with the answers from everyone. All your answers are confidential, and they will be combined with all the answers from everyone who answers the survey. So it's just for the sake of a research, ma'am. Can you reconsider? Are you white, black African-American, American Indian, Haitian? Can you share your opinion real quick?
Black.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time, believe me. Now, moving forward, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat? Thank you, ma'am. And now, do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
A what?
A strong or not a strong, a Democrat. How do you consider yourself?
Strong.
A strong. Thank you, ma'am. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received, just for a statistical purpose only? High school graduate, some college, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree?
College.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, here we go. Now, next, there are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. We're thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed. And generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed? And generally speaking.
Georgia, in what way are you talking about? Politics?
In general, ma'am, in general, to the best of your knowledge, okay, do you think Georgia is headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Not sure.
Okay.
I haven't lived here that long. I don't know.
Understood. We can move forward, okay? But thinking about the direction where Georgia is headed, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied with the things in Georgia, the way things going on right now? Are you somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied? How do you feel these few years that you have lived in Georgia?
I don't know, because I hadn't really gotten into Georgia that much to know much about it.
So for the sake of that research, should I recall your answer since you're in between, somewhat satisfied or somewhat unsatisfied? Just for the sake of that research.
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Brian Kemp is doing as governor? Approve or disapprove?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, moving forward, how favorable or unfavorable are your opinion of each of the following? And now, using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. How about Kamala Harris from 0 to 10?
Seven.
Seven, okay. How about Donald Trump? from 0 to 10?
0 is what?
0 is very cold and unfavorable. 5 is neutral. And 10 is very warm and favorable towards the person, towards Mr. Donald Trump. From 0 to 10.
Zero.
Okay. How about Tim Scott? Same question for 0 to 10. Do you recognize the name or never heard of them?
I'm trying to remember.
Okay, we can move forward, ma'am. That's no problem. Now, how about Ron DeSantis from 0 to 10?
Not familiar with him.
Okay, how about Joe Biden from 0 to 10? Not familiar? From 0 to 10, Joe Biden? How warm and favorable you feel towards Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, 7.
Okay, thank you. And Republicans in Congress in general, to the best of your knowledge? Republicans in Congress, from 0 to 10.
0.
And how about Brian Kemp, from 0 to 10? Don't know, never heard of him.
Heard of him. I'm trying to remember what it stands for.
Okay. So you heard of him, but you have no opinion?
Remember what he stands for.
Understood. But we can move forward, ma'am. Okay. If you'd like to. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay, now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you personally? Now, please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. A 0 means that you feel that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that you feel that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you. From 0 to 10, what number should we pick?
5.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to their community? From 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel that they have a lot of power, and 0 means no power at all. The community.
5.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, how would you describe black political power since 2020? Would you say it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, no difference, somewhat less powerful, or much less powerful? How would you describe the black political power since 2020?
Somewhat less powerful.
Somewhat less powerful. Thank you, ma'am. And there is no right or wrong answers, okay, ma'am? I really appreciate you taking the time to help me, believe me. Now, we know it's still a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you definitely will not vote, if 5 means there is a 50-50 chance that you will vote, and 10 means that you will definitely will vote in 2024. What number should we pick for 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, would you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not too much, or you don't care at all who's elected president in 2024? A great deal, a little bit, not too much, or not at all?
Great deal.
Great deal. Thank you, ma'am. Now, if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate, or would you not vote for president? Or are you undecided?
You said Joe Biden, Trump, and who else?
Yeah, if the election was today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate, or would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I don't know who that third party would be, so it would
Understood.
Be Biden.
Understood. Thank you. Now, moving forward. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stay about the same since Joe Biden became president, personally? gotten better, stay about the same, or gotten worse?
Got it.
And like I said, there's better. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read you real quick the list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means that it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. Now, you can use any number between 0 to 10. Reducing racism and discrimination from 0 to 10. 0 means definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities, and 10 means definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities. Racism and discrimination. What number should we pick?
You said what's the top?
The top is number 10. Would you think that reducing racism and discrimination should be the top priority for Democrats? Or zeros if you don't think they should be a top priority. Or any number in between, from 0 to 10. What number should we give them?
To stop discrimination?
Reducing racism and discrimination in your community. Do you think that should be a top priority for Democrats or not? A 0 means it should not be a top priority. A 10 means it should be a top priority. What number should we pick?
Not in my community.
Just for the sake of a research, man, what number should we pick for reducing racism and discrimination?
In my community?
On the whole country, overall, generally speaking, man.
And how long
Thank
is
you.
This going to
take? No, it's just one more minute so I can use all the answers you already provide to me, okay, ma'am? How about climate change? You think that should be a top priority for the Democrats or not? From 0 to 10.
Climate change.
Yes, ma'am. What number should we give them? You think that should be a top priority? 10? Okay. How about abortion access? Same question.
No. No, I didn't say 10. 2.
Oh, what number should we give them? And climate
Two.
Change? 2. Okay.
Two.
Climate change? 2. How about abortion access from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. How about student loan debt from 0 to 10? Yes, ma'am? Okay. How about job and wages? Same question. Okay. How about health care? Same question.
10.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to reach you the list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on the scale from 0 to 10.
You're dealing with an old lady. I am getting tired. I am tired.
Just 1 minute.
Much.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
You said 1 minute before.
No, we're not even a minute up, ma'am. You know, but how about the issues that has definitely, you know, been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community? Okay, that's what we're going to talk about it. Now, can you please rate each of the, on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Reducing racism and discrimination. You think they're definitely not being one of the Democrats' top priorities or definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities?
For the nation or for the community? Huh?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
For the nation or the community?
The whole overall, the nation, ma'am. Do you think that reducing racism and discrimination has been one of the top priorities for Democrats this year from 0 to 10? 0 means it has not, and 10 means it has.
No.
So any number, ma'am, from 0 to 10 will do, so we can move forward.
5.
Okay, how about climate change from 0 to 10? Same question.
'm not sure about climate change.
Okay, we can move forward. How about abortion access?
You asked me that before.
Yeah, but this is, if it has been a top priority for the Democrats this past year, that's what we're asking. The last one was if you think it should be a top priority.
I haven't followed that. I don't know.
Okay. How about student loan debt? Do you think it has been a top priority for Democrats this year or not, from 0 to 10?
I don't know.
Okay. How about jobs and wages from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. How about health care from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, believe me. Now, I'm going to read you the list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. Now, for each law, please tell me if it has impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or not at all. The American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American
workforce. I'm really tired. I shouldn't even start it because this is very
I understand, ma'am. Can I call you back maybe in 45 minutes? Will that be okay?
No, I'm just tired. I'm ready to go to bed.
All right. Sorry to bother you, ma'am. So enjoy your night. Bye-bye.
Yeah.